Two Sundays ago, with what word did we begin our Advent reflections?
Watch.
Good memory, you've gotten used to me quizzing you. Watch. We were called to watch our relationship with the Lord, to take a good long look at where in our lives we desperately need Him, where we feel that void that He needs to fill. And then we were to watch Him. In His mercy, what He wanted to do to be able to change us, to transform us during this Advent. We were called to watch. And then what? Last week, what was it? Wait with patience, exactly. Patience, that virtue that we all, let's be honest, lack, but that God so generously wants to give. First, we watched what we needed and what God wanted to do, and then we waited for Him to be able to do it in His way. Sometimes slowly, in a way that lets our desires grow to be able to receive that which He wants to give. This week, after we've watched, after we've waited, we want. Kind of strange, right? Because we often buy into this misconception that the Christian is called to want less, right? We're called to not have these great desires, to not want all of the things that the world has to give. But in saying that, we're actually not called to shrink our wants and minimize our desires, but to grow them. The problem is not that we want too much, it's that we want too little, that we settle for pennies. When our Lord wants to give us diamonds. Want is the word for this week. Because we're called to want more. To let those desires grow. To not just settle. Because that's what we do so often, is we just settle. We say, I can't work hard to let God build up this great character in me. I'm just going to settle for not being an axe murderer. Right, I'm just going to settle for like being a kind of nice guy, right? I don't steal much. I don't lie all that much. But God wants to make you a saint. But it's so difficult for us to actually want that because we think it's impossible. Well, it's absolutely not impossible because it's what God calls you to, and He never calls you to the impossible. But by His grace, He makes even something extraordinary, even something that to us might sound outlandish, not only possible, but desirable. He doesn't want us to settle for a mediocre character, nor does He want us to settle for just wanting the passing goods of this world. Right? Even if I should get every single thing that I desire, this position, this respect, this reputation, this relationship, if I put it all together, there'd still be this unsatisfied heart beating in my chest saying, you know you were made for more. God wants us to want that more for ourselves here and now in forming this really strong character that we can look at and say, man, that's a man of integrity. That's a woman of virtue. And then to want more than this world and actually desiring heaven. But very often we fail to dare to desire heaven because we fail in our imagination. Theoretically, we know, like, yeah, I guess there's a heaven and I guess it's pretty good. But in our imagination, we never stop and think about how glorious it'll be. And why is that? Hallmark. I don't want to blame Hallmark, but let's face it. We get these cards that are heavenly and it's just clouds and harps and gold and chubby angel babies, and none of us wants that. Not a single one of us thinks like, yeah, that's what I want for an eternity. And yet, because we don't imagine heaven as it is, we don't desire it. And if we don't dare to desire it, we're never going to work toward it. We're not going to cooperate with grace to try and accept that invitation. We're just going to settle for a life as, nice people. And then think of, just want to get through it. Never think of that goal. Never dare to want it. And yet, heaven isn't just clouds and gold harps. No, heaven is the eternal exploration of a God who's more exciting than the whole universe he made. It's an in-depth exploration of every single life that's ever been lived. It's communion with people at the level of finally not just seeing them dimly, just appearances, but truly knowing each other. You know that comfort and that excitement and that joy of being finally fully known by someone? You might recall back to a relationship, maybe your spouse, when you first kind of crossed that threshold of getting to know each other to truly knowing each other, the rush of excitement that's there, but also the comfort of knowing, I could be myself because this person knows me. Imagine that with the billions of lives that have been lived. Imagine that most perfectly with the Lord, the only one who knows you to the core, accepts you with all the quirks, and loves you absolutely and unconditionally. The level of comfort there, but also excitement of being able to get to know him more and more, explore every nook and cranny of the mystery that is God himself. That's what we have to look forward to. But if we never imagine it, we won't want it. If we don't want it, we won't work toward it. If we don't work toward it, we'll coast through life. And this span of decades that we've been given, we'll squander. Our Lord wants us to want. To want our holiness in this life. Not just a mediocre life of getting by, but a life of truly striving for virtue and sanctity. And then an eternity of glory with him. That's what he wants for us, but do we want it for us? That's the big question. And what keeps us from answering that with a resounding yes is often that we accept a lie. We accept a lie that we're too imperfect for it. That maybe that was for the saints in heaven, but for me, I don't know. Like, I'm kind of riddled with imperfections. And that's where yesterday's feast day is so wonderfully consoling for us. What was the feast day we celebrated yesterday? Our Lady of Guadalupe. And now, in that glorious event that was Our Lady appearing to Juan Diego, she ended up imprinting her image, or God, ended up imprinting Our Lady's image in a most miraculous way on his outer garment, right? His cloak, his tilma. And that's where we get the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. It wasn't painted by human hands. Whenever they've looked at the image, there are no brush strokes. There's nothing that would be able to identify paint or who would have made it. It's just literally imprinted in a miraculous way on this material. But that material was not an expertly woven cloak. No, it was just a poor man's robe. All these imperfections in it. And God worked in those imperfections. He stamped something miraculous and unspeakably beautiful onto a very undignified, imperfect robe. And that's what he's already done for all of us. All right, we might say, I'm so just riddled with imperfections, I can't do this. God can't work with me. Look at my past, look at my present habits, it's so bad. You know what God already did? He already took a totally undignified soul and stamped it with the unspeakable beauty of the baptismal seal. He has already imprinted his very image on us, which is so much more glorious than even all of the miracles that he's worked with Mary and all the other saints. More beautiful than the tilma in Guadalupe is your soul after baptism. You have that imprint. And so you have all that you need to want and work toward a holy life here on earth, and then a blessed eternity in the life to come. Why do we have this confidence that leads us to rejoice? Because as St. Paul says, the one who calls you is faithful, and he will also accomplish it. Right, in that beautiful letter, he doesn't just say, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in all circumstances give thanks, and good luck because you're on your own. No, he says all of that. He even says, refrain from every kind of evil. He says, may the God of peace make you perfectly holy. May you entirely, spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he doesn't say, and all of that responsibility and burdens on you. No, he says, I'm able to say this because the one who calls you is faithful, and he will also accomplish it. But if we don't want it, he won't force it on us. So this week we dare to want holiness. Real holiness, not a mediocre life, but one of heroic sanctity. And we dare to want the eternal glories of heaven, which he invites us into.